witchcraft. Matthew chapter, let's start, y'all want to start in chapter 20 or 22? Which would be the, which would make more sense? 20 would make more sense, right? And then go to 22. So we'll start in chapter 20 and then we'll go to 22. Matthew chapter 20 verse 16. Everybody got it? So the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Chapter 22, verse number 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. Y'all got that tonight? Let's say it aloud together. For many are called, but few are chosen. You may be seated. Keep your Bible open. We'll read some verses of Scripture here. Matthew 20, verse 1, for the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. He went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. Whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. About the 11th hour went out and found others standing idle. And saith unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. When they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. When the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. They likewise received every man a penny. When they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. Matthew 22, verse 1, then Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son, sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, mine oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. They made light of it, went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. The remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. Then the king heard thereof. When the king heard thereof, he was wroth, sent forth his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. When the king came in and to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. He saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? He was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Our scripture text tonight, for many are called, but few are chosen. I want to preach tonight on the chosen few. Can you say that with me? The chosen few. the chosen few. The whole world is called to salvation. It is a universal call. Many are called, but few are chosen. Think in these scriptures tonight. Think that as we read this, many are called and few are chosen. Surely there's something that we can find, amen, out of these parables that Jesus has laid before us. The kingdom of heaven is like unto, the Bible says. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king. Amen. He chose few. I'm so glad that he chose me. Of the billions of people in this world that are lost and will die and go to hell, he chose me. Not because of who I am. Not because of my qualities. Can you look in your heart and look in your life and realize that he really should have overlooked me? He really should have chose somebody else, but he chose me. Are you thankful tonight that God chose you? Do we even realize tonight the magnitude of this scripture? Many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen ones, chose by God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy that God chose his people because he loved them. The Bible tells us in Corinthians that God chooses the weak things of this world to confound the mighty so that no flesh will glory in his presence. The Bible tells us in our scripture text that he said, "Is your eye evil?" In one of our scriptures that we read in Matthew 20, "Is your eye evil because I am good?" God was just good to those men. The husbandman gave them a penny and they worked for an hour. Hallelujah. And his heart was thrilled. He was just good to them. Hallelujah. So I want to preach about the chosen few in three ways. He chose us because he loved us. He chose us because he saw that he could bring glory to his name through us. Hallelujah. And then he chose us simply because he's a good God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. The chosen few. I believe that the Lord would like to speak to our hearts tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord would like to do something, maybe save somebody here tonight. But I want God to have his way. Amen. I'm trying to not hold you too long tonight, but I would like to preach to you here tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Amen. The love of God, because God loves us. He chose us because he loves us. Amen. The love of God is greater, amen, far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty man, hallelujah. Oh, God loved that man. God loved us. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 7:6, "You're a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people, hallelujah, unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." God chose you to be above all the people upon the face of the earth. Amen. The Lord did not set his love upon you or choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were yet the fewest of all people. Moses is talking to God's people here. Amen. And he tells them about how much they mean to God. Do you realize how much you mean to God? How how much you mean to God. The Lord did not set His love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. In other words, God could have chose a greater number. Hallelujah. Amen. God didn't choose you because He saw, man, look at this greatness. No, He said you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 and verse 16, no doubt the greatest scripture in the Bible. Did you know the greatest scripture in the Bible? The first time it was ever preached was to one man in the middle of the night. You'd think John 3:16, he would have waited. Jesus would have proclaimed it before the masses. Amen, before the thousands, Brother Wayne. But there was one old man, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, a scribe. Amen, come to him in the middle of the night secretly, whispering, knocking on the door, Jesus of Nazareth, I'd like to see him. They step out on the roof and secretly start a conversation. Amen, and Jesus tells him for the first time, amen, this world has ever heard the words, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. One man. Did you hear about the little boy goes up to the policeman, cold night in Chicago, and says, policeman, I sure am hungry and cold. Do you know any place I could get me something to eat and maybe something warm? He said, go down to such and such street and turn such and such way. Knock on the door. And when somebody comes to the door, amen, say, John 3:16. Did y'all hear the story? So he goes down. He finds the house. He knocks on the door. The woman opens the door, said, can I help you? He looks up and says, John 3:16. She says, come right on in. Hallelujah. Said, oh, I'm going to get you, come in here by the fire. Amen, I'd like to warm you. He sits in front of the fire as he's been so cold, this homeless boy. And he says, John 3:16. Man, I don't understand it, but it sure does make a cold boy warm. Hallelujah. She says, are you hungry? Yes, I'm hungry. She fixed him something to eat. And he says, come on, get you something to eat. Sits down at the table. He hasn't ate in a long time a good meal. Scarfing the food down, he says, John 3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure does make a hungry boy full. She brings him in and says, here's a bathroom. You can take a bath. Would you like to take a bath? And he thought, man, I ain't taken a bath in a long time. And so he gets in that bathtub, that warm water, and soaks himself, scrubs himself. He's thinking, John 3:16. He had never heard it before. I don't understand it, but it sure does make a dirty boy clean. And he gets out, and she takes him in there to that bed, and soft bed, warm covers, tucks him in. And right before he goes to sleep, he thinks, man, John 3:16, I don't understand it, but it sure does make a tired boy rest. Gets up the next morning, she sits at the table before him, and sits at the table with him, and there he eats again. And she said, if you know what John 3:16 means, he says, no, ma'am, I've never heard John 3:16 the other night. Until the policeman told me to come down here and say John 3:16. I've never heard it. What does it mean? It must mean something great. It's fed me. It's warmed me. It's clothed me. It's bathed me. John 3:16 has got me all of this. And she pulls out the Bible and reads him John 3:16. And she said, you know, you're lost. You're a sinner. And we must have the Lord in our heart. And she gives him the plan of salvation and prays with him. And he asks the Lord to save him and come into his heart. And when he gets done, he says, John 3:16. I don't understand it, But it sure does make a lost boy found. Hallelujah. They said that on the, y'all probably know this, the song in the book says, you know, the love of God. And the third verse, it says that stanza was written on an insane, the walls of an insane asylum. It said, if we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, and were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The love of God, the chosen few. Why are you a part of the chosen few? Why are you sitting here in the house of God? Why do we enjoy the blessings of God? Why do we have the opportunity of salvation? Because God's love. Simply because God loves us. Ephesians 1, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Amen. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ according to the good pleasure of His will. To the praise and glory of His grace. Amen. Wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Amen. The love of God is the reason we're saved. Amen. The love of God. We can't understand the love of God. Amen. But God loves us and He cleans us and He saves us. Amen. The Bible said, amen, God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You're a part of the chosen few because God is a God of love. God loves us. Not because He saw something good in us. He loves us. And He says, I want to save you. I want to put you in my kingdom. Amen. Praise God. God loves us so much. We cannot imagine when a sinner walks in the house of God. Amen. And we've got a million other things on our mind. How that God, amen, leans up in the throne, hallelujah, and looks down to the little service, amen, and thinks, oh, how much I love that sinner. Oh, how much I care for them. Amen. He loves us so much that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. That's why there's the chosen few. That's why we're chosen. Not because of us, but because of Him. Amen. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, amen, in verse chapter 1, that you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I'm going to move on to bring glory through us. God seen your life. God seen our life, and He said, I can make a testimony out of them. Amen. I'm going to choose them. I can use them. I can make a testimony out of their life to bring glory to my name. That's why I'm going to choose them. Hallelujah. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God chose the foolish, the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Praise God. Think about the things that God used in the Bible. Amen. Base things. Just small things that God would use to bring glory to His name. Think about the outcasts that God used. Amen. Those that, amen, was called of God that seemingly would not succeed. Amen. He used Moses' rod. Hallelujah. And that rod was feared by kings. He used the jawbone of a donkey in the hand of Samson. 5 smooth stones in David's little pouch. Amen. A handful of flour and a little oil. A cloud the size of a man's hand. Amen. He said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be thou removed. 5 barley loaves and 2 little fishes. God's instrument case. Amen. It's not the mighty. Amen. But God said, I'll use the weak. I'll take that person that seems like nobody else would ever imagine them becoming something. Amen. Matter of fact, they're the despised. The weak things of the world. The base things of the world. The things that are despised hath God chosen. Why would God choose a life that is broken and empty and ruined? Amen. To bring glory to His name. The Bible says, many are called and few are chosen. Somebody said, many are cold and few are frozen. I think they was in a Wednesday night service at Old Paths when the air was on zero. The base things of the world, the things that are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, the things that are not, to bring in not the things that are. That no flesh should glory in His presence. No flesh bring glory in the presence of God. Brother Jody, I don't want you to go to the back. That makes me feel horrible. To say something, somebody gets up and goes to the back seat. Thank you for coming back to the front. Why would God choose me? Have you ever thought about that? Why would God choose me? One guy said it's like he reached like this apple bucket and he reached past all these good apples and got the most rotten apple out of there and said, this is you. And he said, that most rotten apple was me. And said he picked that most rotten apple and said, this is what, I'm gonna save this one. I'm going to bring this one out. Because he sees that he can bring glory to His name. No flesh should glory in His presence. Why don't God call the mighty? Why don't God call the wise? Amen. Why don't God call those that are great in something, you know? I mean, some of the greatest intellect and the smartest people with the highest, I mean, you talking about wise. They can't even, they are smart. So I don't know about wise because that's a spiritual word, but I mean, you know, they can, they've got amazing. There's people that can quote the Bible and don't even believe it. There's professors that know the Bible and know scriptures, don't even believe it. And matter of fact, the Bible talks about that later on in Corinthians, talking about, said the things of God are spiritually discerned, but the base things of the world, the things that are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. You know, the church is despised in this world, and one day we'll judge the world. One day the church will judge the world, will sit on thrones and judge the world. No flesh should glory in His presence is the reason. Why does God choose us? Because, hallelujah, He sees He can bring glory to His name. Amen. That no flesh should glory in His presence. Why does God do this? Why does God choose the base things? Why does God choose the despised? Why does God choose those? Amen. To bring glory to His name, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Amen. Did this man sin or did his mother and dad sin that he was born blind? Jesus said, neither one. Amen. But he was born blind so that I could bring glory to my name. He said, amen. In John chapter 9, he said, amen. But for the sake, let me read it to you in John chapter 9. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. John chapter 9, he said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Why did God choose us? So the works of God could be made manifest in him. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, whom God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. My, what the Lord has done for us. Amen. When he chose us. The Bible said you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, amen, a peculiar people, amen, a holy nation, that you should show forth the praises of Him that hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. Amen. Which before were not a people, but are now, amen, the people of God. Amen. Before have not obtained mercy, but now obtained mercy. In time past, ye wasn't even a people, but now the people of God. But why would we be a part of the chosen few? Amen. Because God saw that He could get glory through us. God saw that, amen, that somehow our testimony could bring praise to His name. That's why God chooses. He loves us. He loves the sinner. He loves the lost. He loves the broken ones. Y'all probably heard that song, amen, that Sister Bethany's brother will sing sometimes. And I don't know, it may be a popular song. Said, amen, Maggie picked up that Raggedy Ann, said, came home, said it was missing a button and a broken arm and all of these things, and said she loves the broken ones, the ones that need patching up. Amen. And sees the diamond in the rough and makes it shine like new. Y'all know the song. Y'all could sing it. But then it says, you know, she showed up with needle tracks in her arm and broken and bruised, and said that she took her by the hand, said she loves the broken ones, that one that need a little patching up. God sees people that we overlook in this world. God sees children that we would think would never succeed. Amen. God sees people, and He sees somebody that He can bring glory to His name. Amen. God wants to call somebody and choose somebody, amen, that brings glory to His name. You might look at yourself and think, me? Me? Amen. You know, kind of like in a crowd when somebody says, hey, you, who, me? You know, everybody else know you. God is choosing us. Matter of fact, He said, think about this in your life. You remember the night that you walked down the altar and got saved. You remember when you decided, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to get right. I'm going to give my heart to God. You remember when you surrendered. Does anybody remember that night or that day or that morning? But listen to what Jesus says about it. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me. Amen. We thought we got up and chose Him. We thought we got up. Amen. But no, He had already chose us before then. Ye have not chosen me. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. Amen. Those men, those 12 men, amen, looking at Jesus, said, we've left all to follow you. But Jesus said, hey, you didn't choose me. Oh, I'm preaching tonight on the chosen few. Hallelujah. Amen. He chose us because He loves us. He chose us because He saw that He can bring glory to His name through our life. Yes, your life. God can bring glory to His name through your life. Well, it ain't no book ever going to be written about me. Amen. You don't know. My name will never be, amen, something special. You don't know. God chose you. Amen. And God wants to use and bring glory to His name through choosing your life. The chosen few. Even these young people, God has already got a plan laid out for their life. Even these children, God has already got a plan for their life. Amen. Oh God, help us, Lord. Amen. The Bible tells us, and then I'm done right here. The Bible tells us that these laborers went out into this vineyard and worked. Early in the morning, He got up. He said, hey guys, y'all want to work? He said, yeah, we want to work. Said, all right, how much y'all want to work for? I'll give you a penny for 2 days. Nope, I ain't working for that. How about a penny for a day? Yep, we'll work. I don't know how many he hired, but early in the morning he hired them, and they all agreed. How about you? Are you okay with that pay? Yeah, I'm okay with it. How about you? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay with it. Sounds good to me, man. I'm ready to go to work. It was wonderful work, you know, in the vineyard, pulling weeds and pruning and, you know, and watching all this stuff. Well, they come back. Amen. And as the day goes on, they're working through the day. And at, you know, at different times, he goes out in the marketplace and sees people standing around and says, hey, y'all want to work? Yeah, we'll work. We'll go out there and work. I'll pay you whatever's right. I'll be good to you. I'll pay you. Well, it's, you know, It's already middle of the day here now. The morning's about gone. Said the Bible said that he didn't make a deal with none of them. The only the first ones he made a deal with. He only made a deal with the first ones. And he said, whichever's right, I'll pay you. You know what they thought? They said, well, he's going to get no job anyway. Ain't got no job, and go out there and work's better than sitting here anyways. I mean, if he, you know, if he gives us some deed, it's more than I got. They all went out there and worked. At the 11th hour, he goes out, Sister Bobby, and sees people standing idle at the 11th hour. Y'all know the story. That right at the 11th hour is right before dusk. Right before sundown. 1 hour before sundown. And he said, y'all go out and I'll pay you. Man, we only work an hour, you know. So they go out and they start working. He comes back. He said, hey, call them. Call them, I'm going to pay them. He come in, he gave every one of them a penny. You know the story, they murmured and all that. And said, hey, we worked all day and you only gave us a penny. How come these worked 1 hour and they got a penny? Now, I don't want to get off in all that, you know, jealousy and whatever. You know, when God's good to somebody else, we ought to rejoice in that. But he says right here, he said, is your eye evil because I'm good? For many shall be called, but few chosen. It simply means that God, or this husband, chose to be good to those people. God just chose. He just chose to be good to them. Now, I know that I've already preached it. I probably should have started out with this one because this is really what I'd like to get to you tonight. The goodness of God. Why did God choose us? Why is God good to you? Because God, amen, wants to be good to you. Why does God bless you? Because He's a blessing God. Why does God want to lift you up? Why does God want to give you, amen, His blessings? Because that's who He is. He said, amen, I'm good. He said, your eye's evil because I'm good. I'm good to them. It thrilled Him to give them a penny to work 1 hour. My, you talking about it. That's like a day's wages in an hour. That's a day's wages in 1 hour. They only worked for an hour. A day's wages. Many shall be called, but few chosen. Why did God choose? The Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise God for His goodness. Amen. He gives unto them simply because He wants to. Not because they deserved it. Not because they worked so hard. Not because they worked all day. And I know there's so many different analogies with this scripture. You can look at the king. It says the kingdom of heaven. You can look at God at the beginning. How, amen, in the beginning, they that followed the law, amen, and went about it, and they agreed to it. Amen. And then later on, us by faith and grace and just simply trust in God. Amen, how God has blessed us and helped us and stuff like that. I've seen people come to church. There was no reason for them to come and be saved. If you could write it out and you could explain it, oh, they come from a great line, they come this, that, or that. No, you could never explain it. You could never put it in words. It's just simply the goodness of God that set everything up and said, I'm a good God. I'm going to save them. I'm going to work in their life. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember one old boy, man, tried to get him to come to church. I'd call him, try to get him to come to church. He'd come every once in a while. He got married. He made the mistake of bringing her to church. Because God's a good God. He said, I'm going to save her. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God. He's a good God. Did we deserve it? No, but he's a good God. Thank you, Lord. The Bible said it's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance. God has a way of setting everything up and saving them and working it. Think about lives who, God, it's like he had a hook. It's like he had a hook in their in the parents' mouth and pulled them to church until those children could get their feet rooted and grounded, and then God let the hook go. What was it? God is a good God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Bobby, you have no reason to be here tonight other than the goodness of God. Jody, you have no reason to be here tonight other than the goodness of God. Explain it, Tanya. Explain why you're here tonight. It's the goodness of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The chosen few. All the call goes to everybody, but there's a few that God has chosen. He said, I'm going to bring glory to me through their name. I'm going to bring glory to my name through them. Hallelujah. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't believe in predestination, but I do believe in the eternal counsel of His will and the purpose of God's will. And God is a God that foreknows it all. The foreknowledge of God. He said He predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. You can read there in Romans how God will graft us in through adoption. According to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise and glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. I know Blake is bad, but... God had a plan for that boy to be raised in the house of God. You know how many, there's thousands of kids that are right now in the system. Thousands of kids right now in the system waiting to be adopted or chosen. Sister Janice, we wasn't planning, we wasn't in the system, but God chose the chosen few. Why is Victoria sitting here tonight? Because God chose. Why are you sitting here tonight? Because God chose. Let me ask you something. Just, you can wave your hand at me. Does anybody here have a sibling that is not saved? Just a sibling. I don't. I'm not trying to make you feel bad or anything. What if God wouldn't have chose you? Hallelujah. He chose the chosen few. He said, them. You've not chosen me, I've chosen you. Praise God. The riches of His grace, whereas He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. God didn't get together with a crowd and decide this. No, He purposed it in Himself, Brother Richard. I'm going to save Richard Falk. And I'm going to do whatever I can to save him. Hallelujah. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ. That when it's all said and done. Hallelujah. In the dispensation of times, when it's all said and done, when you think that you've told your story to the last one, who wants to hear just how you made it through, look for me. Both which are in heaven and which are in earth and in Him,
in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. My God,
You're talking about a lot of preaching in this right here. God just walks out through the crowd. You know, just walks out through the crowd. Come on. Said, I'm going to take this one. Come on. Tell them bye. Say bye. I'm going to take this one, and it's you. This is you. This is you right here. And he takes you by the hand. He says, I'm going to take... Come on, Rowan, you come up here, okay? Come on up here. You come by me, okay? Come over here on the other side. Okay. Hallelujah. And I mean, the call is for everybody. Mr. Bobby, the call is for everybody. I don't care if they're in Africa, India, Mexico, United States, Tyler, New York City. The call is for everybody. You realize if somebody gets down on their knees right now in the Bronx, in New York City, God will save them. They don't even have to have a preacher there. God will save them. The call is for everybody. But there's a chosen few. This is you. This is me. He just picks out of the crowd. Why? Because he wants to bring glory to his name. And because he loves us. He loves us. Brooklyn, you want to come walk with me? I'll feel better if you do. Come on, walk with me. I don't want to walk with these old ugly boys. Come on, Brooklyn, you come help me. I'm preaching. Come on. See, some people don't want to be part of the chosen few. Yeah, we're going to be here. See how much better they are when they get attention? Hallelujah. Are you glad you're part of the chosen few tonight? Let's stand together and give the Lord praise. If we could just think in our heart how God chose us. Where'd you come from? What is your story? Where'd you come from? What is your story? Is it possible that you could be lost tonight? Is it possible that you could be in hell tonight? Is it possible? What is your story? Hallelujah. You're part of the chosen few tonight. The call is for everybody. What is your story? What is your story tonight? Where would you be? What about it tonight? How about it, Courtney? Why did God choose us? How about it, Sister Honey? Hallelujah. 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 For this saith the Lord, you are precious in my sight. For this saith the Lord, I love you with an everlasting love. This saith the Lord, no matter how you may feel worthless, you may feel down, you may feel like that you're an outcast or that you're not loved. This saith the Lord, you may not like yourself. This saith the Lord, you may think that you're not special or attractive or anything. But this saith the Lord God to you this night. You have been chosen by me to be mine. You're very special to me, saith the Lord. I love you more than you could ever imagine or know. I long to show you how much I love you and how much I care. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know this may sound crazy tonight, but maybe even somebody told you, you're so ugly. Oh, but the Lord loves you more than you could ever know. Maybe you even told yourself that.
God loves you more than you could ever know. The chosen few. God bless you tonight. Amen. Let's come in for a time of prayer. If you're here tonight and you need a special touch, I invite you to the altar. Come on to the altar tonight. Come to